This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep in Washington.
And I'm Renee Montaigne in Los Angeles. There are new allegations that the Iraqi prison abuse scandal may not be solely the work of the soldiers who were guarding detainees. According to a story in this week's New Yorker magazine, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld authorized a secret program that may have led to the abuses at Abu Ghraib prison. The Pentagon has criticized the article, written by Seymour Hersh, calling the story, quote, outlandish, conspiratorial, and filled with error and anonymous conjecture, unquote. Still, Seymour Hersh's article has prompted Democratic and Republican lawmakers to demand deeper investigations into the growing scandal. NPR's Jackie Northam is with me to discuss these latest revelations. Jackie, what can you tell us about the secret program that Cy Hersh says was authorized by Defense Secretary Rumsfeld?
Well, Renee, according to Hersh's story, it's known as a Special Access Program, or SAP. And what it is, it's a special top-secret operation outside the normal chain of command. And it was first used quite successfully during the Cold War for special intelligence gathering operations.
So in this case, what was the purpose of this special access program, or SAP, I guess you call it?
This SAP was implemented after 9/11 as a way to better gather information on Al-Qaeda and Osama bin Laden. Hersh says that Secretary Rumsfeld was terribly frustrated when many chances to get high-level Al-Qaeda members were thwarted because of things like bureaucratic and legal loopholes. So he set up this special access program, which allows commandos to capture terrorists and carry out instant interrogations, which included using force if necessary. Now, although this SAP was set up for Afghanistan, Hersh says it was transplanted to Iraq late last summer when the occupation there started going sour. You know, there was an increase of insurgencies and bombings. This plan was implemented there and also to Abu Ghraib prison, and it was applied to anyone who was arrested on suspicion of being connected to or knowing anything about the insurgency that the army just couldn't crack. And by the way, Renee, Hersh is basing all of his information on former and current intelligence officials.
Well, can the Secretary of Defense, Rumsfeld, just sign off on something like this?
Well, according to Hersh, the program needs blanket approval in advance from agencies such as the CIA and the National Security Agency. Hersh says that Condoleezza Rice, President Bush's National Security Advisor, did approve the plan, and that, in fact, the President himself was informed of the Special Access Program. Now, on Sunday, Rice said there was nothing to the story, and the Pentagon has flatly denied the allegations made by Hersh.
Another Pentagon official by the name of Stephen Cambone has emerged in this prison abuse scandal. Tell us about him.
Stephen Cambone is the Undersecretary of Defense for Intelligence, and it's a post that was created just last year when Rumsfeld actually sought to create his own internal Pentagon intelligence network as a way to compete with the CIA. Cambone is believed to have the full trust of his boss, Rumsfeld. And Hersh's story says that enlarging the secret access program to include Iraq was something that Cambone pressed upon Rumsfeld as a way to put down the insurgency in Iraq. Now, according to Hersh, once Cambone got the green light from Rumsfeld, he brought in commandos or interrogators who are part of the special access program, and they were allowed to operate as they did in Afghanistan, which included treating the prisoners harshly and exposing them to sexual humiliation. In his story, Hersh says that the photographing the nude prisoners in compromising situations was a way to blackmail the detainees for information.
Now, I understand that the arrival or the actions of these special commandos weren't widely accepted.
No, that's right. According to Hersh, Cambone gave the commandos more authority than the military intelligence people, and they had a free rein as to how they were to get information from suspects. Hersh also says the commandos fall into one of those legal black holes. In other words, how can they be prosecuted when they're actually authorized to carry out these abuses?
Thanks, Jackie. NPR's Jackie Northam.